You are listening to a Pod Studio One Podcast Network podcast. Find more great podcasts at www.podstudioone.com.
Hey everyone, Ali Himyari here with Nashville Canine University. Here to answer some of the podcast questions that we get asked on a weekly, if not daily, basis. And I'm going to throw them out there once a week for you guys. So this latest question we got was from Anna. She's in the Nashville area, and she is having some trouble with dog aggression. Her dog is 17 months old, and as she walks down the street, the dog's lunging at everybody, barking, and doing things where she can't control. So there are a couple reasons why Anna's dog is acting this way. The first reason is that there could be a genetic predisposition. So a lot of people think, well, it's all about how you raise dogs, and that's simply inaccurate. Sometimes the genetic predisposition will complement that sort of aggression, especially towards other animals or other dogs. So let's take, for example, the American Pit Bull. The American Pit Bull was a staple in Americana history in that it was the dog for the Little Rascals. It was the Wells Fargo mascot. There's even some speculation that one of the two RCA dogs in front of the Epiphone was an American Pit Bull or Pit Bull mix. And so what's happened over the last 20 years is that as these people have been fighting these dogs in their illegal dog fighting rings, they have also exaggerated those genetics to complement that dog aggression. And what we've seen is that's kind of bled down into other breedings and other American Pit Bulls across the entire nation. So there's a genetic predisposition there that can make the dog more aggressive. Not saying that they all are, just saying that sometimes there is that genetic predisposition. And so people say, well, you know, that's not true. My Pit Bull is the sweetest dog to other dogs. And that very well may be. And we are not attacking the Pit Bull breed. I personally love these dogs. But, you know, there's a reason why the police use German Shepherds or Belgian Shepherds to apprehend bad guys, and they're not sending a Golden Retriever to apprehend a bad guy, is because the German Shepherd was genetically created to be a little bit more edgy in those respects, and that's why they utilize those for those purposes. So if you have a dog that is showing some sort of aggression towards other animals or people, you may want to research into that predisposition factor of the genetics. If you know the parents, you may want to speak to the breeder and ask the breeder if they've had any kind of problems like this in the past, or even some of the litter mates. And if you have a rescue, that just comes with the territory, that as noble of a reward as it was to save this dog's life, you may also come with some challenges or baggage. The second part of that would be the lack of social interaction with other dogs while they're being raised. So if you have an 8-week-old puppy that you just rescued or you purchased from a breeder, and you are not letting that dog interact with other people or other animals along the way as they grow, then don't be so surprised that at 11 or 12 months you're going to have a challenge with aggression, whether it's towards animals or towards people. So the more frequently you get in there and socialize your dog 3-4 times a week, the better the product's going to be later. So that front-end investment is going to definitely pay off in the long run, where it's going to really limit the probability of having those kind of long-term issues. I want to thank Anna for the question. We greatly appreciate it. Hopefully this shed some light on your topic, and we want to thank you guys again for choosing Nashville Canine University. Also, remember, any questions you have, email us questions@nashvillecanineuniversity.com. Stay tuned next week for another round.